The Trump administration is slashing jobs across the federal government. And now, scientists are warning that caught up in those cuts is a small, obscure laboratory whose measurements are essential for everything from advanced microchip manufacturing to the study of distant stars. Joining us now to discuss why researchers are so concerned about this closure is NPR science correspondent Jeff Brumfiel. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so where is this laboratory?
It's in Gaithersburg, Maryland, at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. And I got to say right off the bat, if you're looking for waste and fraud, NIST is not personally where I'd start in the government. I've been there many times. Uh-huh. The labs are pretty simple, pretty spare. The parking lot is like full of Subarus and 2014 Toyota Priuses. But the scientists who work there provide the piping which supports our high-tech economy.
The piping? Wait, so what does this particular lab do?
This is known as the Atomic Spectroscopy Group.
Okay.
They had a couple of duties, but perhaps the most important one was to maintain a database of atomic spectra. So you ready?
Still
for,
confused.
Ready for a little chemistry 101?
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Okay, so atoms absorb and release very specific colors of light. And for more than a century, scientists and engineers have been using those colors as a sort of atomic fingerprint. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Elizabeth Goldschmidt, a physicist at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and she says these fingerprints of atoms get used everywhere.
So you look at a star, you look at the very specific colors that you're seeing from the star, it can tell you about the makeup of the star. You look at the blood in someone's finger and you look at the specific colors that you're seeing and how much absorption there is, and that can tell you about how much oxygen is in the blood.
Hmm. And the list goes on and on. Atomic clocks, GPS, light bulbs, nuclear fusion. Everywhere in industry and in science, they use these fingerprints.
Cool.
But just like real fingerprints, you need a database. And that's what this laboratory does. It maintains the catalog of all these atomic fingerprints. The group has existed for more than 120 years,
wow.
And now it may close in a matter of weeks.
Dang. Okay, so do we know why the Trump administration wants to close this lab then?
NIST and the Department of Commerce did not respond to our request for comment by deadline, but an email from the lab's head to some of his colleagues was seen by NPR, and it says that the work was, quote, not considered to be statutorily essential for the NIST mission. Mm-hmm. Now, I should say the savings from doing this will be minuscule. The lab had just 7 federal employees, and they've actually even been paying for their own coffee since 1973.
What?
Being a bunch of metrologists, they've kept the receipts. They have a little book, and they've kept track of who's been paying for that long.
Oh, my God. Okay, so if there's not much money that's going to be saved, do we know what the costs of closing this lab will be?
The scientists I spoke to all agree they'd be enormous. Think about it. Without this database, scientists and engineers will have to hunt around for the best measurements of these atomic fingerprints that they can find. And guess what? If two companies find different sets of fingerprints to calibrate their devices, those devices might give different results. So like a pulse oximeter at one doctor's office, in theory, might give a different reading for blood oxygen level than one from another doctor's office.
That seems like a problem.
Yeah. I mean, the bottom line, says Goldschmidt, is that this is a case where 7 government employees setting standards is enabling a lot of productive scientific and economic activity.
Everyone wins when this happens at NIST because everyone can rely on what NIST does and they don't have to invest their time or money in doing it themselves.
And Elsa, even the founding fathers knew this. Article 1 of the Constitution empowers Congress to, quote, fix the standard of weights and measures.
I've always wondered what that was about.
Well, it's about this. It's about setting standards for things like atomic spectra.
That is NPR's Jeff Brumfiel. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thanks, Elsa.